Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Be Your Own Sultan, The Transformative Power of Redefining Wealth by Sultan Sobhi Batterjee is a business and personal development book published with Forbes Books and positioned around a broad reconsideration of what wealth means. Rather than treating wealth as a synonym for financial accumulation, the book frames it as a composite of money, health, time, relationships, purpose, and service. Its central concern is not merely how to acquire more resources, but how to exercise agency over the values by which a person measures a fulfilled life. The title uses the idea of a sultan metaphorically, not as inherited rank, but as personal stewardship and self-command. Written for leaders, entrepreneurs, professionals, and families reassessing conventional success metrics, the book belongs to the leadership and fulfillment category. Its purpose is to help readers move from external definitions of achievement toward a more deliberate, balanced, and personally accountable model of prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining wealth as a multidimensional measure of life quality, the central idea of Be Your Own Sultan is that wealth should not be reduced to net worth. Batterjee presents financial prosperity as only one component of a broader human condition that also includes health, time, relationships, and service. This matters because conventional success models often treat money as the primary scorecard, while other forms of value are noticed only after they have been neglected. By widening the definition, the book asks readers to examine whether their pursuit of income or status is weakening the very conditions that make prosperity meaningful. The argument is especially relevant for high-performing professionals and business owners, because they may have the most visible markers of achievement while also facing depleted time, strained relationships, or unclear purpose. The book does not appear to reject money. Rather, it relocates money within a hierarchy of interdependent assets. Financial strength can support freedom and contribution, but it becomes incomplete if it is gained by sacrificing health, attention, family stability, or ethical responsibility. This broader view gives readers a more practical diagnostic tool. A wealthy life is not simply one with more capital, but one in which resources are aligned with durable well-being. Secondly, the sultan metaphor as a model of personal stewardship. The title invites readers to interpret the word sultan as a metaphor for self-governance, rather than domination or luxury. In this framing, to be your own sultan means to take responsibility for defining, protecting, and directing the assets of a life. The emphasis is on stewardship. A person must govern time, energy, relationships, money, and priorities with intentionality instead of allowing social comparison or inherited expectations to set the agenda. This gives the book a leadership dimension that begins before formal authority. A business leader, parent, investor, or professional cannot credibly lead others towards sustainable value if personal choices are reactive and poorly examined. The metaphor also shifts the meaning of power. Power is not only the ability to command resources. It is the discipline to choose what deserves attention and what should be refused. That distinction is important in a culture where success is often externally measured through titles, consumption, or visible busyness. Batterjee uses the idea of rulership to point inward. The first domain of leadership is the self. The practical implication is that clarity of purpose, self-mastery, and disciplined allocation of attention are foundational forms of wealth. Thirdly, balancing profit with purpose in leadership decisions. A distinctive feature of the book is its relevance to leaders who are under pressure to reconcile financial performance with broader responsibility. The book enters a business environment in which entrepreneurs, executives, and family offices increasingly question whether profit alone is an adequate measure of value creation. Batterjee addresses this by connecting wealth to purpose and service, suggesting that leadership should be assessed not only by what it accumulates, but by what it sustains and contributes. This does not imply a rejection of commercial discipline. Instead, the book frames purpose as a way of improving the quality of decision-making. When leaders define wealth narrowly, they may optimize for short-term gain while ignoring reputational trust, employee well-being, family continuity, or social usefulness. When they define wealth broadly, they can ask whether a decision preserves time, strengthens relationships, protects health, and supports meaningful contribution. The practical importance of this framework lies in its ability to translate values into criteria. Rather than treating purpose as decorative language, the book encourages readers to make it part of how they judge trade-offs. In that sense, it speaks both to personal fulfillment and to organizational responsibility. Fourthly, turning values into measurable daily choices. The book is positioned as more than a reflective essay on fulfillment. It aims to help readers connect abstract values to practical habits. The key challenge in any expanded definition of wealth is measurement. Money is easy to count, while health, time, relationships, and service require more deliberate forms of tracking. Battergy points readers toward the need to translate ideals into calendars, budgets, routines, and personal commitments. This is where the book becomes useful for professionals who already understand the language of metrics but may apply it too narrowly. If a person claims that family, health, or contribution are part of wealth, those priorities should be visible in how time is scheduled and how resources are allocated. The reasoning is concrete values that never shape decisions remain aspirational rather than operational. A broader wealth framework must therefore ask recurring questions. Is work consuming all discretionary time? Are health practices treated as optional after financial goals are met? Are relationships receiving sustained attention? Are acts of service built into life or postponed indefinitely? By bringing these questions into everyday planning, the book attempts to make personal fulfillment accountable without reducing it to a simplistic checklist. Lastly, resilience through recalibrating goals without abandoning purpose. An important implication of Battergy's framework is that wealth must be adaptable. A narrow financial scorecard can make setbacks feel like total failure because the main measure is loss, delay, or missed growth. A multidimensional definition gives readers more ways to reassess their condition and recover momentum. If a business objective changes, a health priority, family commitment, or act of service may still preserve a sense of direction. This does not make obstacles less serious, but it prevents one metric from controlling the entire meaning of progress. The book is especially relevant for readers navigating changing markets, family pressures, career transitions, or personal fatigue, because it encourages them to revisit goals without surrendering core purpose. Recalibration becomes a leadership practice. Decide what still matters. Identify which form of wealth has been neglected and adjust behavior accordingly. The value of this approach is that it treats fulfillment as a managed system rather than a fixed destination. A wealthy life, in this view, requires periodic review because circumstances change and trade-offs accumulate. The strongest version of the framework is not perfection across every dimension, but disciplined awareness of imbalance and a willingness to correct course. In conclusion, Be Your Own Sultan is best suited for entrepreneurs, executives, professionals, family business stakeholders, and readers of leadership books who feel that conventional achievement language is too financially narrow. It will also appeal to families and individuals who want a structured way to discuss prosperity without reducing it to income, assets, or public status. The practical benefit is a broader personal audit. Readers are encouraged to examine how money, health, time, relationships, and service interact, and to notice where success in one area may be masking depletion in another. The intellectual benefit is the reframing of wealth as stewardship rather than possession, compared with many books in the success and self-help category. Its differentiating feature is the use of the Sultan concept as a metaphor for self-command and responsible governance. It does not appear to offer a technical finance manual or a purely inspirational manifesto. Its realistic position is between leadership philosophy and applied personal development, with emphasis on values becoming visible in daily choices. The book stands out by asking leaders to define value before optimizing for it. In a crowded genre, that focus on multidimensional wealth gives it a clear identity and a timely relevance for readers reconsidering what prosperity should actually sustain. If you would like to support Sultan Sobhi Battergy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.